Hey, song surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend, John. Song Surfing is a playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few more, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Sometimes, friends, on Song Surfing, you hear music that I pick out for you, or one of the correspondents or guests chooses. Sometimes, though, the music comes to me. And today, we're going to hear some of those tunes that were submitted. Yes, that's right, my friends. This is going to be another famous Song Surfing super special, ooey gooey, oh, a little tribute to Doughboys there, soft and chewy, all submissions episode. Would you like to hear your music on Song Surfing? To be considered, all you have to do is find the form over at songsurfingpodcast.com, think of something to say about your song, and submit away. I love to play tunes by all sorts of folks, almost any genre. Listen to some of the previous episodes to get an idea of the type of stuff that you'll normally hear featured on the show. But I should say I love to feature people who write from the heart, people who aren't afraid to be a little weird with their music. I love to feature LGBTQ+ artists and bands, women, people of color. On this episode, we'll hear tunes from Nashville, Maine, Chicago, and Hoboken. All right, let's get to the music. First up, we'll be hearing from Casey Lane, an indie pop musician, songwriter, and co-founder of Gold Sky Music, a music production company in Nashville, Tennessee. Inspired by her work as a certified sound healer, Casey's songs explore the metaphysical and core themes of what it means to be human. And about the song Another Side, Casey told me that it's been dubbed witch pop. She says, it's about living out our deepest fantasies and dreams without consequences, and was inspired by exploring my queer sexuality in my very active dream world. It was written and recorded with my partner in love and music, Tim Brennan, out of our East Nashville studio. And Song Surfers, the production to me is really fun on this one. The organ, and I guess it's a combo of reverb and delay, gives the track an airy surrealness that adds to the dreamscape sound that the song is inspired by. All right, let's see what you hear. This is Casey Lane with the tune Another Side to kick off the first block of music. Surf's up! Hey friends, we are back. First up in the block, we listened to Casey Lane with the song Another Side. After that was the band Kioia, spelled K-I-O-E-A, who blend surf music with psychedelic and global inspirations. Kioia is led by guitarist Karen Burnett with Ian DeSelli on bass and Jake Rebignanti on drums. We heard the song Black Sand Beach, which is the single off of the debut self-titled EP by Kioia. And a little side note there, it was named a new and notable release by Bandcamp. So looks like that got them a little bit of notice too, which is pretty cool. So I love the surf guitar tones on that song and their tasteful use of the wah-wah pedal. It wasn't a whole waka-waka fest. Really, they played it musically. And the cavernousness of the production. And baby, when that tempo kicks up some notches, that's a real punch in the air kind of moment. And man, that reverb, you could just take a swim in that stuff. Cool, all around cool track. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with the rest of the EP. After that, we heard Nico Blue with the song Imposter Syndrome. Nico Blue is the DIY recording and production project of Alex Robles, Jake Finley, Logan Bentz, and Sean Lee. Their sound has been crafted by blending elements of indie, post-hardcore, and emo music into their own unique, melancholic sound. A cornerstone of the band's ethos is self-awareness in the world around them. You gotta love that when a band has almost like a mission statement, right? Or like a goal for what they want their sound to be. As such, just this past Friday, which actually this is back in March, it's been a while since I corresponded with the band, the band donated all merchandise sales and the bulk of door proceeds from that night's show to the Ukraine Crisis Relief Fund in the amount of $278. So good job, Nico Blue. That's very cool of you. And about the song Imposter Syndrome, Alex from the band told me, "This is a song about deserving love and understanding your own worth. I often get in my own way of being happy because I feel like I'm not worthy of happiness or the good things in life. The lyrics were written by myself and my girlfriend, as we both have had moments where we feel undeserving of love, even though we tell each other it's nonsense." And Song Surfers, I like how this tune hits you with a wash of sound, and I thought it fit nicely after the Kioia song, too. They work well together. Interesting vocals and cool instrumental jam at the end. I like that they were trying some different things with production, too. It's worth checking that one out on headphones. And check out the change-up in the guitars that happens around the three-minute mark. It's some cool creative composition there. Friends, if you like the tunes, then help the artists. Take that next step and help spread the word about your favorite artists and their songs. Share their Bandcamp or streaming platform links on social media. Tell a friend about it. Buy some merch. I recently bought a t-shirt myself. Watch out for Bandcamp Fridays. Save all those items in your wish list and go purchase crazy on Friday. Remember, you can find all of the artists' websites and their preferred streaming and purchase links on the episodes and show notes page of songsurfingpodcast.com. Yeah, I'm pretty into Bandcamp. I do a lot of purchases on there. One thing I've been also starting to do a little bit more lately is check out some other avenues of purchasing. Some of the artists have music available on their site. If you're an Amazon person, some of them have their music available that way. I subscribe to Apple Music, or at least that's what I'm subscribing to at the moment. I tend to change that up occasionally. I get sick of one service and move on to the next. So this isn't an advertisement for Apple. I do find it pretty easy to purchase that way as well. And, just another avenue for getting some money in the artist's pocket. Support your favorites. Shall we get back to the music? To start off our second block of music, we're going to hear from Sweaty Lamar, which is the musical project of Tara Giancaspro, a singer-songwriter who splits her time between Hoboken and Philadelphia. She began writing music and singing in March of 2020, pretty recently, a pandemic project, taking voice lessons with the Matt Farnsworth Studio and opera singer Chelsea Friedlander, and watching an almost alarming number of How to Play Nico Case Songs guitar videos on YouTube. Well, that's Nico Case is a good source of inspiration. Very cool. We'll be listening to the song Mysteries, and about it, Tara told me, "It came from the spiritual journey I face after losing my grandmother last Valentine's Day. I'm a hardened old atheist, but her death simply forced me to adjust my worldview. Not only did I need her around me in some way, I felt her. I felt her energy, her love, and presence at the most unexpected times. And I registered the lessons she sent my way as well. I'm releasing the song on Valentine's Day to put out something meaningful on this very personal grief anniversary, and to be candid, to distract myself as well. In this song, I frame the spiritual journey I foraged over the last year with the story of a gentle, tender, new relationship to show how even when we think pain and rejection have jaded us out of hope, even on our most nihilist days, there is always the possibility of something unexpected around the corner, another mystery left. And Song Surfers, I love the delicacy of the finger-picking in the song and the synth pad that's paired with that enters a bit later. And then there's this gradual build that's really effective too. And props to Tara on some well-thought-out lyrics. There are a couple words in there that I had to hit the dictionary for. So cool. I mean, I can't wait to hear, the next songs that come out. I mean, already these early numbers are really great. All right. This is Sweaty Lamar with Mysteries to kick off the second block of music. Talk to you soon.
No one's ever sweat their palms for me before. No one ever volunteered to drive halfway. Chasing came and following them out my door. Cutting them in song to not beg them to stay. I ran through hope like a sneaker stomped ribbon to no cheers, trampled cups. But I had forgiven myself and resigned. But if I couldn't know love, I could at least know everything. I thought I had it all figured out. Wonderment in flames, always for the bereft. But I couldn't be happier to be wrong. If a hand I don't believe in has some mysteries left. Arm in the disposal for my grandmother's ring. Did she see us fall asleep holding hands last night? Took a minute to tell her with his head in the sink. Now yes, I know that's how you slept with your husband till he died. Left hearts in the raindrops on my windshield. I giggled like a cursing kid. Bringing joy in from the storm I had never considered. But I didn't know a lot of things he did. I ran through hope like a sick bed prayer. Let it go into the night and bequeath the despair of myself and resign. But if I couldn't know love, I could at least know everything. I thought I had it all figured out. State of wonder, always for the bereft. But I couldn't be happier to be wrong. I'm a miserable heathen, but there are mysteries left. Little fireworks, phantom crossets in the backyard. All I wanted, no flayed fingers on the sparks, fewer singed eyelashes, fewer migraine plumes, hope. was laughter I had heard from the other room. But I think I sparked something that can stay. I didn't know I could still feel this way. I thought I had it all figured out. And an moment of wonder always for the bereft. But I couldn't be happier to be wrong. Looked askance and tried to thank you for the mysteries left.
And we're back. First up in the second block was Sweaty Lamar with the song Mysteries. After that, we heard Dinara Ariel with the tune Lose Myself. Educator by day and badass musician by night, Dinara Ariel writes and performs soul-stirring R&B to feel seen and to process the world around her as a plus-size, neurodivergent, black queer woman. She puts her heart, soul, and experiences into her music and doesn't hold back. Anyone who has seen her perform or listen to her music knows she's singing from the depths of her soul. We listened to the song Lose Myself from her EP Trapped. And about it, Dinara says it talks about the struggles of mental illness and the loneliness, uncertainty, and hopelessness it sometimes brings. And Song Surfers, I'll add that I think the track nicely pairs the pulsating keyboard sounds with Dinara's lyrics. As the keyboard pulsates and warbles in and out of tune, it brings lines to life like this. I'm losing sleep and clarity. I'm losing me. Really nice. All right, friends, that music means it's time for me to say thanks for listening to Song Surfing. And thanks to all the artists and bands who were a part of this episode. You can find their links on the show notes page over at songsurfingpodcast.com. Remember, this is an all submissions episode, and you too can submit your music or tell your favorite band to submit their music. There's the form for that over on songsurfingpodcast.com as well. All right, friends, before I hit the road, a couple things to tell you about. I was a guest on the podcast No Repeat a few weeks ago. If you missed that, go check it out. Really fun music panel show. Each episode has a theme. The one I was on, we all picked out music to impress people 15 years younger than us, and the surprises ensued. I just recorded an episode for the Chicago-based podcast Home Rebrews. So it's like reviews, but rebrews. It's like a booze-themed music show. Since I don't drink, though, we ate a bunch of chocolate. And the theme for this episode was talking about the amazingly good Wilco album, A Ghost Is Born. I'm a pretty huge Wilco fan. That's my favorite album of theirs and one of my favorite albums ever recorded. Man, that album is just great on so many levels. So we really got into that. We played an IKEA-themed game. We ate a bunch of chocolate. We had a bunch of laughs. It was a really fun experience. I want to record another episode as soon as possible. That'll be out in a couple weeks, so watch, go subscribe to Album Rebrews and watch for that. Their episodes come out on Monday, and I'll be posting about it soon, too, with the link. While you're over on the Song Surfing website, be sure to join the Song Surfers email list. I don't send out emails too often. It's about a once-a-month thing. I definitely don't bombard you like some folks do. I won't make you regret joining the email list. But it's a great way to stay up to date on my appearances on different things or to check out any episodes that you may have missed. Friends, I've partnered with Audible, the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, business, and self-development. Every month, members get one credit to pick any title plus two Audible originals from a monthly selection and access to daily news digests from New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, as well as guided meditation programs. And I got a recommendation for you. I've been enjoying listening to How to Make It in the New Music Business by Ari Herstand. Actually, I have the book and read it a few years ago, and I've been re-listening to it now, narrated by Ari. And I really like that the book gives a really in-depth coverage of like pretty much everything you'd need to know about releasing music, and even goes into setting up a tour, playing tips for playing gigs. So it really covers a lot of angles. And this narration gives you 15 hours and 42 minutes. So it gives you an idea of just how in-depth it goes. I mean, this is a big, fat book. But really what I love about it is Ari puts it in normal English. This isn't written by a lawyer or a music executive or something like that, right? It's just a normal person that's learned a lot of things through trial and error and by interviewing people and talking to people and really just interested in passing on what he's learned. So go check that out. And I have a link for you. If you go over to audibletrial.com/songsurfing, you'll get a free 30-day trial, which comes with one credit, so basically a free book. And you'll have access to the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals. And I should say, friends, that after your trial's up, if you decide to go forward with your subscription, Song Surfing gets a little kickback, so you're helping the podcast at the same time. All right, enjoy. Hope you like it. Thanks for listening. My name's John Kell, and see you next time. Oh my God, that one's going to give me nightmares.